This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our energy trifecta of this Wednesday continues. We did oil and then nukes. Now gas, natural gas. Germany started getting people ready to wean themselves off Russian nat gas. Berlin implemented the first step of what's been characterized as a gas emergency plan today, prompted in the immediate term by Russia insisting on payment for its gas, not in euros, as has been the case, but in rubles, and also perhaps as early as tomorrow. Also, it could just be Germany reading the geopolitical room, though, huh? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that one.
Europe was in the throes of an energy crisis even before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Consumers there pay five times more for natural gas than in the U.S., says Raymond James analyst Pavel Molchanov.
The war made that crisis even worse, with the most expensive natural gas in world history.
Up until the invasion, natural gas from Russia made up 55% of Germany's imports. That's down to 40% so far this year.
It is a stark reminder that energy security needs to be carefully thought about and managed.
Natural gas is used in everything from producing chemicals and fertilizer to heating homes. As winter ends, prices usually fall around now. Not this year, says BMO Capital Markets Managing Director Randy Ohlenberger.
You know, we're going through a massive market shift here as people realign their sources of supply.
The U.S. is sending more natural gas overseas than ever. Last week, the White House vowed to export enough of the stuff to make up a third of what Europe now gets from Russia. Marty Durbin is president of the Global Energy Institute at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
From a geopolitical standpoint, let alone economically, you know, this allows us to provide incredible support to our allies and partners around the world.
But weaning Europe off of Russian gas in the long term has consequences. Less supply and therefore higher prices here at home. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.